you doesn't mean you're going to get it.
That's why I had that out with something. I think we...
Everybody out to our regular city council for February 11th, 6:30. I forgot to ask people to do the opening ceremony. Sam, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? And Rondi, would you give us a opening prayer?
Sure.
Okay. Pledge of Allegiance. Sam, will you do the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our dear Father in heaven, we're grateful to gather here at this city council meeting for Mount Pleasant City. And we're grateful for those that are attending and that will be bringing their concerns before us. And we pray that we may be able to solve problems. Pray for that guidance. Pray that we may do a good job in serving those who live here in Mount Pleasant and call Mount Pleasant home. We pray that when the time comes, we may all return home safely. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We'll go ahead with the roll call.
Justin?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Mike?
Here.
Russell?
Here.
Rondi?
Here.
And Sam?
Here.
Okay, approval of the agenda items for our city council meeting, February 11th, 2020.
I so move to approve the agenda as written for the regular meeting.
I'll second it.
All right, we have the motion made by Justin to accept the agenda items for the city council meeting on February 11th, 2020, and seconded by Kevin. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approval of the minutes from our January 14th, 2020 and January 28th, 2020 city council meetings.
I don't think I was here for this, was I?
No, you wasn't. In fact, we struggled on the 28th. We had to get Sam on the phone to have a quorum. The 28th of January. Yeah. There's both minutes there. So we'll approve one at a time, but there's both minutes that are here. So we'll do the January 14th one first.
Well, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for the January 14th, 2020, 6:30 regular meeting.
I'll second that one.
Okay, I have Russ making the motion and Rondi to approve our minutes from the January 14th, 2020 regular city council meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then the January 28th meeting.
January 28th. I don't know if you guys got some of this local guy. I don't know if Shane is on. I'm trying to remember his name. Since he emailed me about the light project from State Street to the LED lighting, concerned about the whole dark sky.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Has he talked to you?
I forwarded him on to Shane.
Okay. Yeah, he forwarded him on to me, but I haven't talked to him. Okay, I didn't know. It sounds like he's a salesman. Is that kind of what?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he wants to get in on the project. But I think we're pretty much set. That's what we want.
One thing to make mention: Snow College has reached out to me. I forwarded this on to Shane.
Yeah. That's where it was from.
Yeah, I see that too. That he would like to have us down there
to the planetarium.
To planetarium.
Yeah.
So
I went down there last year.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's worth the trip. Pretty cool little planetarium.
sound pretty awesome what they got.
They were pretty excited that they were starting to stack and buy them.
Okay.
These were cool.
Yeah, I got that one too. So when do you go for the Navajo project, Shane? Or Cameron?
May 10th.
May 10th, okay.
That'd be...
Cameron.
Cameron and Toby's going.
That'll be awesome, I think.
I can make a motion to approve the minutes on the January 28th, 2020 regular meeting as written.
Okay, I have the motion by Kevin and seconded by Sam to approve the minutes at the January 28th, 2020 regular city council meeting, which was held at 4 o'clock. All those in a favor?
Aye.
Okay, the approval of the adjustments. I didn't find that one. Stack of papers here, I gotta find that one.
I'll make a motion to approve the adjustments from January 1st to January 31st, 2020, in amount of $326.20 in the negative.
Okay, I have the motion by Justin to accept, and seconded by Sam to approve the adjustments dated 1-1 of 2020 to 1-31 of 2020 in the amount of $326.20. That is a negative $326.20. Roll call.
Justin?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yes.
Russell?
Yes.
Rodney?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yes.
Next is the approval claims and requisitions. The claims dated from 1-21 or 1-28-2020 to 2-8 of 2020 in the amount of $181,837.27.
I'll make a motion to approve the invoice registered from January 28th to February 8th, 2020 for $181,837.27.
Second.
Okay, I have the motion to approve the claims by Justin and seconded by Russ. Invoice register from 1-28-2020 to 2-8-2020 in the dollar amount of $181,837.27. Roll call.
Justin?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rodney?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yes.
Okay, we have a couple of requisitions.
Well, the power company's spending a lot of money on it.
Do you want to come forward, Shane?
Yeah. We got a lot going on.
Yes, you do.
So, we'll talk about requisition number 20320201549 for the amount of $9,000.
Is that for the what?
Conduit.
From Central?
From Central.
Okay, yeah, that's
8,000 feet of.
Yeah. 2-inch conduit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's for, we're hoping to get that dug. I think Cameron's talked to Paul about getting that dug out, dug underground out around the park before they start on that trail out there. At least get the conduit in. We want to get the conduit in so we don't have to dig through the trail and all that stuff.
So is this
so what it's going to be? It's going to be, you're going to be coming off 700 South, three phase, and I think I spoke with you this before. We're going to be dropping it underground, circling around the park, and then looping it back into the hospital so we can have the hospital loop.
So that come off 7th South and go out.
Yeah.
Basically South State along, Street. Straight or straight out, or does it come along the highway?
Straight out, right along the cemetery. And then circle and then come up right in front of Randy Carter's place. And right up in there, right up to where we ended off on that box there, the hospital.
Is that trail going to be on this east side of the road?
Yeah, this
between the cemetery and the road.
Yes.
Is that where it'll be? So yeah. That's where your conduit's going to run.
Yeah,
through.
So that's why we wanted to get jumping on that as soon as we can.
A lot of this is going to be right up in the trail.
Yeah.
And the trail stays on the south side of the road as it goes west?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Crossing right there, just the side of Randy Carter's trailer court, crosses the road there and stays along that.
Inside the road through there.
So it's our conduit's going to be right underneath this the trail, and then we're just going to stub our boxes to be right off to the side of the trail loop for 3 phase.
So this is
going to
be done pretty quick. Just
is it wise to put it underneath the trail? We don't have enough room to go one side or the other.
Where they want to do the trail, like right in our right of way, and that's where we need to keep our stuff is right in the city's right of way also. So I don't see a problem with it.
So it's going down the south side of the rodeo ground. By where that ditch is at.
The ditch has been piped.
Oh, yeah. So it'll go right in that area?
Yeah, right down the south side, yeah.
And that's where that big wine tent is called to feed the hospital and everything's at.
If it's dumped out, it shouldn't be a problem at all. It's not like
it's a conduit.
Leak.
Yeah.
Any conduit.
Yeah.
Is there any lights on the trail? That just hit me as you're talking this.
No, we was talking about that up in our planning meeting the other day, and I was like, I wonder if we should throw some conduits in there. But it wouldn't be too hard if we have boxes already there, just to set a transformer, you know, and do a couple of lights in between each box or something, you know, if we needed to. But while we're putting in conduit, we could put an extra conduit in too, so.
Just do a two-inch conduit. Do you guys know if Centricom got any issues with that, if it goes over their stuff? Centricom's they've got a 25-pair line along that ditch.
Yeah, they've
already talked to them. Yeah. I'm just curious. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been involved.
Yeah, they're aware of that. We had talked to them when we did that for the train cars, so. So we're just loading up on conduit.
I'll make a motion to approve the requisition number 20320201549 for $9,000 for Schedule 40 PVC conduit. So it's three.
It says three schedules.
Yeah. 3 inch or 2 inch? 3 inch?
3 inch.
Yeah.
The reason why we're doing 3 inch is because just in case, I don't know the growth that's going to be happening out there by Randy Carter's and all that. So, and especially the hospital. And this is one of the reasons why we're doing this is so the hospital actually has its loop fed. So if we do have issues, we can.
So it's not, this is new line, it's not like.
Oh yeah, it's new line. Right now the hospital's radio fed. So if that, we have issues with that line, then they're out of luck until we get it fixed.
So it'll be looped.
So this will make it looped, yeah.
And at this time, you're not even putting wire in it. You're just putting conduit in the ground to save us of digging up the trail.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So does this price include fittings and everything?
Yes.
So it's not just pipe, it's the fittings and
everything. Well, we really don't need our fittings. We usually bend our own elbows and all that stuff. And so might use a few 3-inch couplers here and there.
This is just to purchase the pipe, right?
That's just to purchase the pipe, yeah. So really don't use too many fittings, honestly.
Just couplings. So it's coming 20-foot lengths?
Yeah, 20-foot lengths.
And it has couplings on it. Balance fitting.
Yeah, not bad on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, with the elbows and all that, we have 3-inch 10-footers that we bend our own elbows and all that, so.
Thanks for helping us understand that. Or me.
Okay, I have the motion by Justin and seconded by Sam to approve requisition 20320201549, the dollar amount of $9,000. Roll call.
Justin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
Russell.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
And Sam.
Yes. You got to get a different numbering system for your requisitions. Can you shorten it?
I told them I wanted to start at one.
Just read the last
one. At the first of the year. So maybe come July, we'll work on it. Start at one.
It's like reading a book. Yeah, so the next requisition is requisition number 20320201356. The dollar amount of $17,640.60.
And that's for Cordell?
Yes.
That's the wire.
That's the wire for the industrial part?
Yeah, that's coming out of the RDA. So that's part of the industrial part, yeah. And while we're on the industrial part right now, firebox, we almost got power. We can almost heat it up, clear firebox right now. So we're getting close there. We just set his transformer, his three-phase transformer today.
So you ready for it?
He's getting ready. He's almost ready, so. Yeah, so this is part of the $80,000 that was budgeted for the phase five of the industrial part.
Well, I'll make a motion that we approve requisition 20320201356 in the amount of $17,640.60.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have the motion by Russ and seconded by Rondi to approve the requisition number 20320201356 for the dollar amount of $17,640.60. Roll call.
Justin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
Russell.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
And Sam.
Yes. Question if there's on that chain. Mm-hmm. Shows two different accounts. So part of it's on coming out of RDA and the other part coming out of your budget.
Oh, is that one where?
Yes, that's two. We've got two different ones. So
the ground wire.
4870. Coming out of your account, the other 12,000.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, we wanted to keep we want to keep all the RDA stuff and everything separate.
Okay. You good with that one then?
So the other one rolled out we're getting is just for stock.
Okay, the next requisition is for requisition number 2032020103, 1-inch crushed gravel for the amount of $8,141.28.
Okay, this is coming out of our, I usually don't bring these to the council, but I want to make you guys aware of, since you guys are, we've got some new council members. This is coming out of our bond, our $3 million bond that for the substation in the switchyard. And so that's where this is coming out of. This is the gravel that Rick Allred was bringing up for that gravel pit.
Is that back road sand gravel?
Yeah. Yes. And so we tried to get with Christensen, but they...
Not crushing.
Is there a spec on that?
Yeah, there is.
Until they make a spec, is it something they have to test, or is that something?
No. What it is it isn't clean. It isn't clean gravel, and I was wondering about that with it being in our substation, but they said it shouldn't cause any issues. Just as long as we lay that gravel to the thickness that it needs to be thick in the substation, so. As long as we do that, we should be okay. So, yeah, pertaining to the grounding grid and all that stuff. So
for the subgrade, is that what it
is? Substation, the new substation.
What? Where is the gravel going?
Right there around. In our whole substation has to be gravel.
Oh, so it's just on the surface?
Just on the surface.
Not structural then?
No. Yeah, it just needs to be on the surface.
That's road base you got out there now?
Yeah.
And that's these folks out here by the old landfill.
Yeah, that's what we're making. So usually I bring it, since it's out of bond, I usually don't bring it to the council, but I want to make you guys aware of it. So anything that's going to be coming out of bond from here on out, just so you guys...
So you still want to approve on it?
Yeah, we can approve on it.
I'll make a motion to approve requisition 2032020103 for $8,141.28.
I just want to read the number.
Second.
Okay, I have the motion by Justin and seconded by Kevin to accept requisition number 2032020103 for the amount of $8,141.28. Roll call.
Justin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
Russell.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
And Sam.
Yes. And then we have requisition number 21020201346 for the amount of $6,900.
Yeah, this one's for Codell for the transformer. This is just a pass-through on our budget. There's a firebox already paid for the transformer. This is just a pass-through. What we needed to get approval since it was over the $3,000.
So firebox already paid.
So what you're saying,
they reimbursed
you for it.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve the requisition number 21020201346 for the amount of $6,900.
And that was for the 75 KVA transformer?
Yes, three-phase transformer.
Yeah, so I was hoping you approved that because we already said it.
You said you said it today, huh?
Well, I figured you would since he's already paid for it. So.
I'll second it.
Right. Okay, we have the motion by Rondi and seconded by Russ to accept requisition 21020201346 for the amount of $6,900. Roll call.
Justin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
Russell.
Yes.
And Rondi.
Yes.
The way we actually worked that out is we usually try to keep, that's a pretty common 75 three-phase transformer. We had one in stock, and so we actually took that one out, and then they brought us a new one to replenish our stock. Because we like to keep a few of those on stock, especially for some of our bigger ones.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Good.
That it?
That's it. Thank you. Unless you got more for us that we don't know about.
I'm good. Give him time.
Okay, the next action item is by John Hafen, Day of Hope Proclamation. John, do you want to come forward?
So, the scum representing school, North Central High School today, and our Hope Squad team, which is a suicide prevention and awareness program that the school puts on. It's part of a statewide program that most of your schools are now doing. I thought I'd just read this, because I'm better reading this, and then I'll try to explain what afterwards if I can. So, tomorrow, on Wednesday, February 12, 2020, the state of Utah and Hope Squads throughout the state are celebrating a day dedicated to providing hope, a movement to empower those struggling with mental health issues. Suicide prevention and mental health has already been at the forefront of national attention, particularly in the state of Utah. Suicide has consistently been the number one cause of death among Utah youth ages 10 to 17 years old. In 2017, Utah ranked 6th in the nation in suicide. That rate is nearly 9% higher than the national average. Over 12 times as many people die by suicide in Utah than alcohol-related motor vehicle accidents. It is of utmost importance that this matter is brought to the forefront of our communities. North Central High School, along with the high school of Mount Pleasant City, wants to proclaim February 12th along with the state as a Hope Day. The governor has already approved this, and is I think you'll probably see in the news and the media tomorrow as February 12th being the Day of Hope for the whole entire state of Utah. Schools have been invited to bring this back to each of the cities and invite each city to also proclaim that day, that February 12th be the Day of Hope. And so although February 12th is tomorrow, we had some complex schedule of things at our school. We're going to do one to honor that February 12th of the state, but have our Day of Hope this year on February 25th. And then proclaim that day as, we would proclaim February 12th, if this makes sense, February 12th as the Day of Hope on February 25th this year. And then from that day forward, each year, February 12th would be in line with the rest of the state. And so we're hoping that if that can be approved, that we would have our mayor share that proclamation with our students in the community assembly, and then sign that proclamation and put it out to the public. So we're looking for approval for that.
It sounds like a good thing to me, a good cause.
Yep.
I don't know a lot of people that have been affected by it, stuff like that, so it definitely would be something worth being involved in.
Plus, February 25th is my wife's birthday, so this year.
Come on up and we'd like to have a celebration of this event on that.
So she'll be happy that I did that. Make her happy for once.
Be careful on your point.
Oh, yeah. Scratch that. Yeah, so I talked with John, and he emailed me just... Well, in fact, I think I went up after City Council last meeting, and he had emailed me, and I said, sorry, John, we already had City Council get the official proclamation. So we've been communicating an awful lot. And then he had a conflict with school for the assembly, which was just don't have tomorrow, so... Like he said, we'll be rolled back to the 25th, but we'd like to do that official proclamation from Mount Pleasant City. So,
I'd be happy to make the motion that we accept February 25th for this year as the Day of Hope, and then from here on out it'd be the 12th of February. Is that right?
Is that way we'd want to do that proclamation maybe this year?
So, we'd like to. To stay in line with the rest of the state, we would still proclaim 12th. February 12th as a day.
And then we'll celebrate and recognize it on the 25th.
On the 25th that day. We still want to have, if this is approved, I want to put out a thing on our social media as well, kind of to be part of something for tomorrow, but letting them know and explaining that we're going to have our day on the 25th with the understanding that going forward, all would be February 12th.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, so I have the motion by Justin and seconded by Sam to accept, to make proclamation of the Day of Hope for Mount Pleasant City for February 12th. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thanks, John.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Public participation. Did we have anybody sign up, Jeannie?
No, sorry.
Is there anybody that's here that would like to come forth as a public participation? All right, report to the city council members. Justin, do you have anything to report?
Not really. I've seen the new assignments and I just need to start getting involved with these things. So, move
that direction?
Yeah. It's highly likely that I won't be to our next meeting. I'll probably be either out. It is my wife's birthday that day, isn't it? I'll be going to St. George the next day, so. She could come? I'd have to beg her to come. So, just so you're aware, Dean.
We still got the public hearing on the 18th?
Yes.
And is there a time on that?
What was that for?
To change the city council meeting time to 6:30.
Oh, so.
On the fourth Tuesday.
We'll just have them the same time then.
So now I'm on the 25th, we'll still be at 4 o'clock.
Right.
This month.
This month it will still be at 4 o'clock and then we'll, if according to the public input on the 18th, then we can make the change at our 28th city council meeting. 25th, yeah.
So there are two public hearings on the 18th. There's one at 6, which will be discussing that, and there's one at 7 o'clock that's discussing the 10-year plan.
Which is discussing the survey, the results of the survey coming back. So that meeting will be at 7.
Will you send a reminder out on that?
Yeah.
She always does.
So we'll have to be to the 6 o'clock one, and then the zoning one will be at 7.
Okay. Discussing a 4 o'clock meeting.
Right.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Is that it?
That's all I have, yeah.
The only thing I got to report is dealing with the Youth City Council. They have a day at the Capitol coming up on the 18th, which will be that same day. That's a day where the Youth City Council travels to Salt Lake. Their plans are to stay at the Crystal Inn, which they got a little better rate there than some of the other places. But and then they spend the 19th at the Capitol. They have a meeting scheduled with Lieutenant Governor Cox, and then they have a meeting with some lobbyists, and they get a feel for how the government actually works. And so Colleen Oltrogi is been our sponsor of our youth council and facilitate a lot of those activities. Her and I forget the Palmer lady's first name, but they'll be shuffling the youth council up there and spending the night with them and then the following day with them. They'll return home on the 19th after their day of activities that day. I will not be going with them, but she has it all arranged and worked out. And then we've actually got a meeting set up for the 17th of March, where we'll be discussing the Easter plans for that they have already in place. The youth council also gets heavily involved with that. And I think Easter is, I don't know, it's the day before Easter. I'm not sure what day Easter's on. And I think it's April. Yeah, it'll be at the 11th of April is when the Easter egg thing will be. And we'll also be talking about the 4th of July plans and celebrations for that. So I haven't met with the library board yet. They actually have a meeting Friday, I guess. I was looking at, when I picked up my packet, it looks like they meet on the third Friday at 8:30 a.m. I don't know, who's the contact person for the library?
Don Coates.
Don? And we've probably got information on him. He's
her.
Her?
Yeah, and I can get you her phone number.
Okay.
Must be D-A-W-N.
Is it D-A-W-N?
Don is D-A-W-N.
That's all I have. I appreciated the report on the people. I know that guy's been a big help to them because he lives here and they've been able to stay with it all.
Yeah. So is Scott not doing anything on those anymore? Scott?
Scott's in Florida. Yeah.
Did he move
away? No, he just went to Florida for the winter. He's got his son down there.
I think he's coming back in the spring to do some work that he's got scheduled.
Because he was doing most of that, wasn't he?
Well, he was doing, he'd done the painting and he'd done the caboose car.
Oh, I thought he did the first one too.
Well, he did. He worked with Bill Burgoyne on that. Him and Bill teamed up on the first one. And Scott done the second one and then Bill done the third one. And this guy's been and
taking over.
He's kind of kept the project
going. That's been a long project.
Yeah, well, grateful for this guy. But anyway.
Keeping it moving.
Yeah. It would be nice to get them. They've been promising, you know, putting the decals on and all that kind of stuff. That'll make it look decent.
Yep.
You know, if they'll stay with it, it'll come together.
Yeah.
It'll be a good thing.
Okay.
Bless. I don't really have anything. Jeannie handled the meeting that we had with the complaints and everything. So that I didn't do anything for my ombudsman position. I was out of town, missed the first one, so I got out of that. She took care of that. As far as Brittany in the pool, she's just doing a great job up there, I'll tell you. She's offered swimming classes and everything. She's been doing a good job. And I haven't been up in recreation since Toby Kevin took it over. I didn't go see.
I think that's mocked me, isn't it?
So I don't have anything, though.
I don't have recreation.
I got recreation. Justin's got
recreation. Oh, you got recreation. Though.
Yeah.
I was going to say, did I miss something?
I thought you had it because you went to have. Oh, it's. No, it's so, recreation. It's I thought we discussed you had last week.
He has a rodeo.
You'll never get away from the rodeo.
No,
he loves it. That's all I got.
Okay. Bundy?
Well, I just want to compliment our Public Works Department for doing a good job. Continuing to do a good job with our roads, keeping the snow off of them, keeping the salt on, the slick spots, and the keeping our sidewalks plowed. We've done a good job this winter, I feel like. However, winter is winding down. So I had a chance to drive around and look at the roads, just, you know, and for the most part, they're not in that bad of shape, but there are some areas that do need some attention. So I don't know if we can start the cold mix asphalt patches.
Yeah,
potholes
seem to drive
around the corner. Yeah. I don't know if you guys had a vacuum truck. I think you guys got a vacuum truck, right? Or a pothole truck. So if you had to, you could clean out some of these holes and get some cold mix asphalt in.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about it.
Hey, I got a question for you on that. On that crossing on 5th West where they put some cold stuff in that, I guess, to tide them over. And
I don't know if you change that, I won't. That's a good one.
Well, that's what
they fixed it last
time. It's a good one. It'll knock your teeth right out, he said.
But, well, that's the responsibility of the developer, right?
Well, JPI, Paul's been coordinating with JPI. Every time it gets a little rough, they come fix it again.
And then when summer gets here, they'll put a permanent
patch. There'll be a permanent hot patch in that, yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that. You just hate that on that new road. But
I was glad I wasn't asked to cut it for the first time.
Mm-hmm. I was too.
And I wonder on that road down there on that, if it would be wise to fill a flowable fill under their patch.
Putting a what?
Some flowable fill under that so they can meet compaction better. Especially on that road.
Some 1% concrete.
Or the fill's good, but boy, that a whole lap deep, that'd take a lot. Well, not the whole thing, but
a layer.
Yeah.
I don't know. It probably through the winter, if it's going to settle, it'll probably settle mostly through.
Yeah, and I made sure they took compaction tests that helped that.
Did they just put native material back in, or did they put road base?
They put native down below the last 3 foot road base. They got good compaction. They had 400% compaction on it. Should be a good patch.
Well, and it went through the winter, just like the road. It went through the winter, and it got a lot of traffic on it. And that made it a good road going through the winter before.
So. I think we all. That's a good suggestion. I think we'll look at that for those road crossings.
I'll talk to Steve and have him fix it a little bit.
Flowable fill on the new roads, or I don't know. It's not my department. In addition, and then I want to bring up one more thing. That, you know, folks are really frustrated about the roads here in town. You know, I don't think there's a day goes by that I don't hear about the frustrations, whether it be at the gas station or at work or, but I'd like to make an effort, maybe in the newsletter, explaining that we're right in the middle of a process of, in the process of installing a new irrigation system. And there's really, you know, not much we can do with the roads permanently until that irrigation system's in there. And when people understand that, they seem like, oh, well, I didn't know about that, you know, and they settle down a little bit. So, you know, I think the more people understand that we're going to be digging up all the streets, that, yeah, it makes sense to, you know, buy some oil patience. So,
PR.
Yeah, some way to get that out to the general public, whether it be in our newsletter or they understand why we're not.
Yeah. I don't know who's over the irrigation project, which ones of y'all, but we do have a meeting on the 20th at 2, just so y'all know.
I was bringing that up.
You're all right. You're good.
Still part of that. You're still part of that.
That's all I have, man.
Okay. Sam?
Only thing I got to report on is the emergency side of it on the safety. So federal standards are requiring by, I want to say it was June 1st, to update our master emergency response type plan. So I just need to start doing the video on the front page and start coming up, redoing. We do have a plan already in place, but it is pretty outdated. So we need to get it. They have a deadline, otherwise, according to them, they'll fine. But I've had enough doing that work, so we need a date set and maybe start.
Yeah, we've been pushing we've been kind of discussed that in our department head meeting. So I thought we'd get some put together.
I think I'll try to accept the meeting if anybody wants to come and get it set there.
I'd be good to talk to Jim too, because Jim Wilbert went down to that county meeting and he has been doing quite a bit of stuff, so you might want to touch base with him too.
We need to get it all compiled and
put together. Okay. Is that it?
That's all we got.
One thing I was going to bring up when Rondi was talking to roads, I know I've talked to Coulter, I've talked to Dave too about having enough funding to try a block on 4th East with this new road system. So we're going to look at doing that. We figure that's probably one of our heaviest traffic areas. Mm-hmm. And give it a, so the industrial park would give us a probably a look at heavy loads, and that would give us an idea of a normal traffic load to do a,
I think it's a good idea.
Well, they're here to do it, to try and do a block to test it. One thing me and Coulter's talked about, even with that test, is do a cut on it, or try and even do a section where we're going to cut it, because they claim that we can cut it, put it back, and it'll bond back to itself to test it. So before we would actually do our roads after the irrigation project, it would give us another test place to do it, feeling like we could do it for fairly reasonable weather here doing the industrial park. So
I got an email from somebody last week that said they had a contract to do 7 miles at Kennecott. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
For heavy haul. So yeah, that's another test.
Yeah.
Well, that gets us a location where people can see the product for themselves.
Where was this you wanted to do it?
Like someplace on 4th East, because it's a busy road. Everybody's going to the elementary school, to the high school. I know the block from Main Street to First South is really bad. That might be a good test area where it's just someplace along that road. Talking to Coulter, that's what we had talked about, to get to one of our busier roads and try it also while we're doing it at the industrial park.
Okay. Have you talked to those guys?
I talked to them probably a month ago. They come by and dropped off another little brochure and was talking to them.
He's been kind of bugging me yes or no answer if we're going to do it. Okay.
We'll do 2 blocks if he'll sponsor one.
I was thinking about talking to Caterpillar and see if they would let us demo one of their machines to choose it up. A reclaimer, you know.
I talked to them today. They're supposed to be calling you.
Okay. If they would demo one, we could do it really cheap. We could do it ourselves.
Well, that's what, talking to Coulter, that's what I said. If we're going to do one section, and I don't think it costs us much more to do a block or two to experiment with it before we spend a lot of money.
Well, another option, Wasatch has been really interested in getting 3rd South done. They said they'd buy the material if we paid for it later. That's another option. And we could probably, with the irrigation system, we could probably get an answer from them where a line, if there's going to be any lines across that road, you know, we could put them in now.
Design is not quite to that.
It's not, yeah, level. It's still
so close.
Yeah. Okay, and then Coulter mentioned meeting with JUB on the irrigation project next Thursday, 2 p.m. And then me and Coulter and Sam attended the Pleasant Creek Irrigation meeting last night, and Coulter's volunteered to represent Mount Pleasant stock and try and be on the board of the Mount Pleasant Irrigation Company. So, so that'll be really good, because that way we'll have a representative representing our shares on that board. I think it'll help us an awful lot to keep tabs on what's going on and for us to have a say.
Yeah,
a little bit more on that. And then the only other thing I have is JUB has also asked either a city councilman or somebody go to a water meeting down in St. George on March 18th. They're doing a presentation and want one of us to be down there to be part of the presentation.
That for Water Users Conference?
Yes.
Wednesday?
Yes.
I'll be down there, but I'll be down there for sunrise, so I probably ought to be with Jay being on that.
Yeah, you're probably not going to be there conflict tonight.
I might get fired.
I think they just wanted somebody to talk about what the city's been doing though.
We'll find out more information next week with their meeting for sure, but...
Is somebody going to Rural Water from here?
Let me talk to the wife, Mike.
So that'll be...
I think we're leaving for Hawaii next morning, next day.
See, because I might can go too.
Huh?
I might can go. So, we'll see what they want to do as far as presentation.
Because I think we're headed out for
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I was just wondering, people was wondering about the drag race out there on the industrial park. Did we make any contact with anybody, the industrial park people?
Did they show up?
Yeah, they were.
They were here.
City council meeting and...
I've asked Mont to give us a list of all the property owners so we could try and set up a meeting with them or notify them and ask them their input, because that's the number one thing we'd have to do is get all the property owners to...
Yeah.
So what about some of the infrastructure that's down there now?
They said they'd barricade them all up.
They'd go in with cement barriers and barricade them.
Feel all right with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Another concern too was the time of year it's about to be paving and during some of the things out there. That was just looking at the minutes, that's what some of the concerns were.
That's what I was
looking at. And jeopardize the grant.
Yeah.
You don't want to jeopardize the grant.
Mont was done looking into that part of it for us. I don't think it will jeopardize the grant because the city owns the road.
Yeah.
I just kind of figured it would be more of a hassle anymore to do it than what it's worth. But
it had been decided back when the last time they came in that there weren't going to be anymore. So just let you know that too.
Yeah.
And if they can make it work, I'm good with it as long as it's safe and nobody gets hurt.
I think we need to nix it.
Sam brought a good idea when we was talking the other day too, that they never presented that they ought to have a fire truck there too. That would be one of the requirements too. We'd have to have them. You know, they talked about they'd have their own security. They talked about an ambulance there and everything. But we'd need to have a fire truck there too, just in case. So they'd have to pay for something that way.
I don't know. I've had good feedback. People in this community seem to like it. It brings people in the community. And so if it can work, it's good. If it can't, I'm kind of indifferent about the whole thing, but.
You had that feedback, and I had a bunch of people come to me complaining about the noise.
The noise?
Yeah. They didn't shut it down.
What about the rodeo?
It's not just race day, but it's the couple of weeks leading up to race day where they're out practicing.
And afterwards.
Well, it's 11, 12 o'clock at night. They're down there revving them cars up, getting them ready for the next day.
Well, there again, we'd have to put that stipulation on them. And see, but it shuts off at that time.
I left down there fairly close and I didn't hear it at all.
Well, like I say, it wasn't the whole community, just a couple.
Just get a variety.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
Yep.
It is what it is.
Okay. That's probably one of the least of our worries, whether or not we have the problems.
Yeah. Well, with that, then we'll go ahead and adjourn. You guys need to sign this before you leave.
Okay.
I think it was last year that we made the decision.